You may be thinking about alternative modalities for healthcare. Ayurveda is a medical system that mainly started in India and has been globalized. It's believed to have been handed down by gods to sages, then taught to human physicians. Jill Talvey is an Ayurvedic practitioner.
It is a science that was revealed somewhere in the vicinity of 5,000 years ago in the part of the world near the Himalayas in the regions of India and Southeast Asia. And this is a place where that civilization at the time went internally to solve some of the great mysteries of life. And one of them being how to maintain the lifespan and how to maintain health and the quality of life. And so Ayurveda is part of the Vedas, which really means knowledge or study. And the Ayus, that part of that word, has to do with health or living.
Many people who practice yoga also utilize the tools of Ayurveda and see it as a sister science.
I actually discovered yoga through Ayurveda. Anyone that practices yoga should really use Ayurveda as a sister science because they really do belong together. They were created at the same time, or not created, but revealed at the same time, written about at the same time, and dispersed at the same time. And in this country, yoga came first, but now Ayurveda is soon to follow.
Besides having a practitioner work with you and come up with lifestyle protocols based on your own unique constitution, there's body work to be done that is both glorious and peaceful, at times difficult, yet healing. Some you can do for yourself, others you may want to hire a practitioner like Jill and her team to perform.
One of them is called Abhyanga. And Abhyanga is a type of massage. It's actually a lymphatic body treatment that actually treats the lymph and helps for the lymph to circulate. And the lymph is what carries a lot of the body's toxins through the body. So when the body is manipulated in a certain way and it's being done with medicinal oil, the stimulation actually stimulates the neuropeptides in the body, and then the herbs themselves and the medicinal qualities, the properties of those herbs are delivered to a person's, through a person's bloodstream, and then to the tissues themselves. So you're really getting a good dose of medicine through the skin. It's really nature's transdermal technology. And these oils have herbs cooked into them, and also essential oils that allow to accelerate the efficacy of the herbs. The word for oil is sneha in Sanskrit, and that's also the word for love. Using oil every day not only lubricates the skin, but it keeps the body running well, and those herbs will help to support whatever conditions are going on in the body.
Food is also a large part of the treatment protocol.
No food is bad. No food is good for everybody. You have to look at food, and you have to look at anything you ingest, whether it's the news or, you know, the company you keep or the food that you have. You need to look at that as a substance that either supports you or gets in the way of your health.
But Jill, what about the occasional green smoothie?
Recently, there have been studies that have shown that cold foods delay gastric emptying, even though it's something that many cultures have been prescribing to because it comes from Ayurveda originally. It comes from that long ago where we knew that food has to be a certain temperature, room temperature or warmer, in order to be properly digested. If it's cold, like the refrigeration that we've learned to do in the 20th century, and it's too cold for us, then it will stay in the gastric area. It'll delay the passing through of food, and it can actually cause what we call in Ayurveda ama, which are toxins in the system. It's a whole long process of breaking food down so we're able to absorb it into the bloodstream and then deliver it to tissues. Now, if you're drinking a smoothie and you're drinking it quickly and it's all pulverized and there's no chance to really masticate or to chew or to get the food broken down in the mouth, you're missing a whole stage of digestion. You really have to pay attention. You really have to look at food, and the simpler the food, the simpler the amount of food and the and the categories of food that you eat at one time, the easier it's going to be to digest.
In this unprecedented time in history, Jill comes well equipped to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic because of a serious illness she contracted after traveling to and from Asia quite often for work.
I had a very terrible respiratory issue that was chronic, and it kept coming back. And so I would be traveling to Asia and to India, to Europe, to South America, and then I would come back and just be in bed for weeks at a time. And it got worse and worse, and nobody could really diagnose it on this side of the ocean. And I was exploring alternative medicine because I really was at my wit's end. And they had actually, and in the light of what's happening these days, I was diagnosed with SARS. However, I was not tested for it because by the time the CDC had been aware of it and it had across the pond and it had come here, I was already on the mend and I didn't want to commit myself to the hospital where they wanted to do further testing down in DC. I think that everybody who can take advantage of what Ayurveda has to say about this from an herbal perspective and a protocol perspective should really listen.
Taking care of yourself and staying inside, sheltering at home, is a nationwide protocol. But what about afterwards?
At some point, this is going to resolve itself. So even with new patients, new clients, we can delay the pulse taking or that kind of examination or any body treatments until a later date and still start and initiate some protocols and some practices. Because at the end of the day, it's really down to the individual. I mean, it's really about awareness and then acceptance of what's happening. And then the action that, you know, you take is really up to the person. We're just here to facilitate. And that's what it says in the texts, that we as Ayurvedic practitioners are here to facilitate your own healing. The healer is you.
If you'd like to learn more about Ayurveda and Jill of Everveda of Oyster Bay, you can find her online at everveda.com and at all of your go-to social media platforms. I'm Leslie Lotto.